Thank you for holding. Is this Juan?
Hey, this is him.
Hi, Juan. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Good. Yourself?
What I like? I'm doing well. It's been a pretty busy morning so far, so that's kind of a good problem to have, though.
Right.
Rather be too busy than not busy enough, that's for sure. I understand you were speaking with Oscar. He asked me to hop on the line to just go over pricing and some details with you, because it would be a package deal. I mean, even though we're a Google partner and we don't call out unless we have that Google listing available on the first page, we do a lot of different things for your company in order to help make sure you're successful. I mean, at the end of the day, we're not going to be successful unless you're successful, so kind of get in there and walk you through it. But did you have any questions about the placement on Google or what we'll be able to do for your business aside from just, you know, the cost?
Let me see. As far as like how do y'all work of, you know, the advertising and the cost? I know y'all put it up on front page of Google when, you know, somebody searches it.
Mm-hmm.
How does the monthly cost go about? How much is it?
Gotcha. Well, I'll tell you what, it's not like HomeAdvisor, okay? Oscar was telling me you're using that, and I know the Federal Trade Commission's about to shut these guys down like any day now. But basically what they do is they'll put themselves on Google, and then when they get the leads from that Google listing, they sell it to like four or five of you at once. So that's why the leads don't always turn into business, and then they'll collect the lead fee whether you get the job or not, which only one of you is going to get it. So like 80% of you guys are just paying a lead fee for nothing, right? With this,
yes.
We're marketing you independently. So instead of seeing HomeAdvisor's 10 best remodeling contractors or painting contractors or flooring contractors, they're going to see your business name up there. You know, if they type in remodeling or painting or flooring, and it actually shows up above the HomeAdvisor listing, and the customers would be able to call you directly as a live call. So you're your own independent business. We're not charging you per lead or click or call. It's just a flat monthly rate in order to solicit that spot. Obviously, you have to qualify for it, too. That's why we're reaching out to you today. So not only do we have the opening, but you qualified.
Okay. And by qualify, what's the qualifications?
Yeah, so they look for a few different things when they're determining a quality score and who qualifies for placement. It could be length of time in business, any reviews that you have online, background screenings that you've gone through previously through other platforms. So Google has access to anything that's submitted to the Google search engine on your company. They can actually pull that profile just by looking up your name, address, and phone number, and it just kind of accumulates that information, and they'll determine if you qualify from there. If you do qualify, they put you on the list, and then my reps, kind of like Oscar, go down it when we have a listing available in your area.
Okay.
So we're cutting out your middleman, though. We're just letting the community who's already looking for your services, let them call you directly.
Okay.
So no more lead fees or click fees or call fees or any surprises. You'll know what you're spending each month. Now, if you went onto our website here, you could actually see the pricing starts at $399 and it goes all the way up to $599. So there's $399, $499, $599, depending on what kind of package you select and what products and features you need. What I was thinking we could do is I could put you on this middle package, the Platinum. It's advertised at $499, but I could drop the price to $299, which is $100 less than our cheapest package. But this way, you're still getting all the bells and whistles. At about $10 a day, you'll get the first page placement on Google. You'll be a top option on Bing. You'll be on Yelp. You'll be on Yellow Pages. You'll have a .com website built for you. You even have Facebook ads. So it's an A to Z campaign. Comes with tracking and reputation monitoring and review monitoring to make sure that you keep a positive reputation online and keep those customers coming in. So it's about as sophisticated a marketing strategy you could get, with the exception of adding the Google ads in there. That's the only difference between that one and our most expensive package, is we don't do the pay-per-click ads at the top in this one. Okay, so you'll just be just under that with the three guys next to the map there.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. You had a question. I didn't mean to cut you off.
So is there like a... would it just be month to month, or is it like a year subscription they have to be in?
Oh, no. No. These guys are coming back at their own will. They're not binded to anything long term. They're coming back on their own every month. It has a tracking system, so we basically log you into the tracking system every month so you can see what we're doing for you. Usually if you make $10 off every dollar you spend, you don't have a problem spending that dollar again. So that's kind of our approach. We get in there and make sure it's working for you. And we don't just use Google to get the leads. I mean, 90% of the leads are going to come from Google. That's just what everybody uses. But we do get into those other platforms and try to generate as many leads and job opportunities for you as possible so that way we can see you come back.
Okay.
Yeah, but I do have guys where they get in there for a couple of months and then they get booked up for 6 months or a year and then we lose them, which kind of sucks when you build them a website and everything and put a bunch of work into it. So we try to say if you're going to sign up, try to give us at least a couple months. Don't just come on board for a month, get booked up for the next few months and be like, hey, I'm out of here. You know, we're trying to make money too.
So basically so say, you know, like I said, okay, if I'm booked up on jobs, as long as, you know, I pay that, what you say, $299 a month?
Yeah, it's $299 a month, month to month. Mm-hmm.
$299 a month, my advertising will continue.
Yeah. I mean, there's no reason for us to stop. We're going to have you up there consistently. Google provides us the algorithm. So every week we have to go in there and do those updates in order to maintain all your positioning on the first page for every service that you offer and in the right geographic areas. So we're working. We're always working and we're keeping you up there as long as you're obviously paying. If you cut us off, then, you know, we're going to have to go find somebody else to fill the spot. And that's how we got to where we are today and making you this offer now.
Okay.
Yeah, so if somebody stops paying, we just go back to the qualified candidate list.
Okay. And what's your website where I can go ahead and look it up?
Yeah, here, let me actually show you. I should have sent this already. Do you get texting on this number, Juan?
Yes.
Okay, here. Give me just a second. I can show you everything. And then that home advisor stuff, too, I can help you. I don't know if they're saying you owe money, but I can help you get a little leverage on getting out of that. I just started working with a guy 2 weeks ago that I helped him get like $3,000 back from Home Advisor.
And I said, I just started with them. I haven't even started, you know, like as far as like, you know, getting jobs or anything like that.
Oh, so the Federal Trade Commission is all over them if you just Google like FTC versus Home Advisor. So, I mean, they could really shut down any day now. The FTC actually shut them down before. They were called Service Magic in 2010. And then they got shut down and they were gone for like 2 years. And then they rebranded as Home Advisor and they came back. And you know, they bought Angie's List and they're making a lot of money, but they're basically stiffing on entrepreneurs, man. You guys are out here trying to get your business up and running and they're over there selling leads to you and everybody that, you know, is willing to pay for them. So they're just like, here, whoever wants an opportunity, give me $50. And then obviously only one person gets the job. So if you're going to sell one lead to six people for $50, you know, they're getting their $300 out of it. One of you gets a job, and then they just keep doing that over and over again. So that's how they've been able to grow so fast. It's just not fair. They told the Federal Trade Commission that they were going to only charge the person who got the job. But, you know, it's been going on like 8 years, it said in the reports, that that's not necessarily the case.
Okay, yeah, because, I know it's not Home Advisor no more, it's like Angie's List, isn't it?
Yeah, Home Advisor bought them, so it's technically Home Advisor by Angie, but there is also Angie's Leads. They're all affiliated. Like, they're all owned by the same parent company, which was Home Advisor.
Uh-huh.
It's a company in Colorado. Here, I'll send you the link for the Federal Trade Commission stuff, too, so you can see we're not, like, pulling your leg on that. It's pretty bad. I mean, there's pages and pages of reports. But I had a client, he said that, you know, they were claiming that he owed $3,000 and they were going to send it to collections and stuff. And then I sent them these links, and then he did some research and he called them up asking them about it, and they kind of hightailed it out of there. Basically, they started backpedaling and just told them, never mind, never mind, never mind. They, you know, they dropped their dispute on the leads. So it was nice. He ended up getting out of like a little over $3,000 of leads. Now, obviously, I know it's probably going to be a lot different for you. He's a roofing contractor in Fort Worth, Texas. So, I mean, I'm sure that the lead fees are probably different. For him, he was getting charged like $100, $150 a lead, and they were sending him like 5 or 10 of them at a time. So, you know, it only took like a week for him to accumulate that kind of bill. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. I turned it on for a couple of them. It wasn't supposed to be turned on, and I've seen how fast it accumulated.
Yeah, I've actually had a guy tell me that too, where he like paused the leads, or he tried to pause the leads, and then it just like automatically turned back on one day, and he just ended up having a bunch of leads sent in that he wasn't really aware of.
Yeah, so I'm like, hold on, I'm like getting charged for something, you know, I didn't even know about, so.
Yeah, this would be nice. I mean, if you compare this to Home Advisor, you're going to be so happy. It would be just two completely different types of marketing. You know, we're not getting in between you and your customers or nickel and diming you on a per lead basis. So you know exactly what you're spending each month in order to get that consistent flow of jobs and opportunities. You don't have to, you know, constantly go, oh man, I'm going to miss a lead. Let me call this guy back real quick. Drop everything I'm doing because they sent me a lead, or, you know, oh, let me do, you know, this because they're going to charge me for it, or what am I spending? How many did I get? You know, their process is such a headache. I don't know how business owners run that and focus on their business at the same time. You know, they've got to be getting, or got to be losing opportunities and losing money. It's like a full-time job you have to focus on when those leads come through and jump on it.
It's insane. So where is this? Is this located? Yeah, I have like a location, or is this kind of pretty much marketing over the phone everywhere?
Oh yeah, we have multiple locations, but they're all in California. We're on the other side of the country because the Google headquarters.
Okay.
Yeah, the Google headquarters are here in California, so we have to be like right next to them, basically, in order to get our certifications. Like my reps, like Oscar. Oscar actually moved here from south of the States a couple years back, and he came in entry level and worked his way all the way up. So the rep that just transferred you.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, but we're all here in California, so we don't really have a location over there, but we're really well reviewed. We've been in business since 2004, so we got thousands of reviews online, are really positive. Of just business owners that we work with in the past, and then obviously on our website we got our big Google certification, and that's hyperlinked to our licensing, shows that we're a premier Google partner, so we're the highest rated Google partner in the industry.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at right now, but it's like got a lot of bad reviews, man. I can't find, you know.
Well, the bad ones always kind of rise to the top, you know, if you're looking at it, but it was 4 out of 5 on Google with like 600. There's Glassdoor that has like 700. That's a 4.5 out of 5. So, I mean, there are guys in there that, you know, maybe they're expecting, you know, 100 calls right out of the gate, or a bunch of calls right out of the gate. You know, the difference between what we do and what Home Advisor does is we're very realistic, right? We don't go, hey, I'm going to get you 20 leads tomorrow. Home Advisor can. If they go grab old leads that are dead, right? Right?
Yeah.
They'll get you 20 opportunities tomorrow, so that you're going, heck yeah, that's way better, you know, and people got this idea that that's so good, you know, and then they find out the hard way that it's just, you know, it's smoke and mirrors. With us, we're putting you up there, but we can't guarantee you a certain amount of clients or, like, make the customers choose you. All we're doing is making you a top option to the customers that are looking up your services. So even though guys get jobs off of that every day, for somebody who's like struggling or trying to have an overnight success, like thinks their business is a get rich quick scheme, then this is not the right fit for you. You know, this is, like I said, we're looking for somebody that's, you know, gonna be invested in the long haul of branding themselves in within a community, and then obviously the people that are gonna be calling you are gonna be calling you in real time. So, you know, instead of getting 20 leads at one time or 5 leads at one time, you might get 2 a day, and then all of a sudden you get like 10 in one day. You know, it just depends. So some of them, you know, if they don't have a realistic expectation, then I can understand why we would lose those guys. But then we also have guys on the other side of it where they start it up, they get a bunch of jobs really quickly, and then we lose them. They get booked up for however long, and then they're like, okay, well, what am I going to keep paying you guys for? I just got like a year's worth of work, you know?
Exactly. So, yeah.
It really just depends on the area and what's really out there for you.
Okay. Well, I've looked into it more, you know, looked into the stuff, and I found, you know, some good stuff. So I'm always willing to get into, you know, marketing, because you know, that's probably some of the reason why I sometimes get slow. I don't like to be slow, man. I like to stay working. So
yeah, you definitely want to keep your name in that conversation.
Say again?
So you definitely want to keep your name in the conversation. You know, if you have an ideal client that's looking for a general contractor or looking for flooring, you know, that's ideal for you. But if people search and if they don't see you, then the chances are you're not getting those jobs. That's very slim. You know, about 90% of them are picking from the first page right here. So if you're not up there, you know, the home advisor's probably cleaning up another 5% or even close to that 10% that's left over. You know, the chances of getting it without one of those platforms is very slim.
Okay. So this is kind of like a pull-the-trigger deal kind of right now, or do I have, you know, kind of time to look into it, you know?
Well, we have to have availability in your area in order to put you up there. So when you look for general contractors in your area, there's a map, and then there's only 3 guys that show. We have 1 listing available within our company. So once we fill that spot, we close out the whole general contractor category. So that means all of you guys, whether it's, you know, flooring, remodeling, painting, roofing, if you fall within that GC category, we can't work with anybody else. Some of the guys that are up there right now is like Home Pros Roofing and Contracting or Hassana Building Contractor, specifically for general contractor, you know. So it's not like Home Advisor. That's another disadvantage, I guess, that we have, is that we can't sign up 20 people in one area.
Yeah. So would you, or if, you know, would you be able to tell who is, you know, what companies is in my area, just to kind of, you know, get a little...
Yeah, of course. For which services, though?
Far as like painting.
You get 15 different keyword terms or phrases, services that we could list you for at a time. So painting.
Also, hold on. I'm sorry. Before you said that, also you mentioned, you know, as far as general contracting, you know, like a lot of my business is pretty much like. Everything independent, you know. I don't have a general contractor's license. I have general contractors. Now,
right.
Does that change anything, or it's just pretty much, like I say, remodeling or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, so we put you up there, right? The rest of it, you got to kind of operate at your own discretion on that. I mean, obviously, you might run into a homeowner that's going to want those kind of things, so you might end up on the phone with a guy that's going to ask you that. But it's really case by case. You know, we don't need it in order to put you up there, but, you know, you're going to need to go case by case on as far as if the homeowner or business owner is going to want you to have those kind of things, you know?
Okay. All right.
My house is my biggest investment, so I would definitely want some insurance, though, just from personal.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely insured. Yeah, I'm insured and all that, so.
Okay. Yeah. But there's Overtop Painting LLC is up there and Busy Bee Painting. Overtop's kind of a big one.
Okay.
Have you heard of those guys before?
No, I haven't.
Overtop Painting LLC?
No, I haven't.
Well, it says that their focus is commercial painting, commercial painting contractor. And there's Busy Bee. There's also Orange County Painting Co., but I don't know about that company. That company... one of the ones that got all booked up and disappeared on us.
Well, that guy, you know, that guy did his job. One of my jobs, he took from me.
Orange County Petty Cubs?
Yeah.
that probably explains a lot.
Yeah.
Our calls are recorded, so I'm not supposed to bash anybody on the phone.
Oh, wait, no, we were talking, they do a good job. So, okay, so, yeah, I'm just looking at, I'm trying to, you know, look at my finances as far as, you know, how much I already, you know, for this month, I already pretty much put my advertising with something else and trying to, you know, see what my budget is at right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's a long-term thing, though. Even though it's paid out 1 month at a time, it's a long-term thing. So, right now, you know, things might be tight and you might be biting the bullet, but, you know, 2-3 months from now, you might be very happy that you pulled the trigger because, you know, now it's flowing in, you know, and you're also coming into the peak time of the year for the work that you provide, so.
Okay, and there's no annual contract, so within a month, you know, if I feel like, oh, you know, I'll give you, you know, 3 months, if I feel like it's not working out for me, with something that I can, you know, pull out? Do I have to contact y'all? Or how does that contract work?
Yeah, it states in our voice verification at the bottom here. It says you may discontinue your agreement at any time up to 3 business days before your next billing is due. There's no cancellation fee or penalty or anything like that. We just want to know in advance so that way we can stop the billing cycle. And then it asks, like, if you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms. So it's literally just a phone call in our customer service. If you want to part ways, we're not going to, you know, try to hold you hostage or anything like that. It's basically an at-will service. So you have to be willing to use our services. We're not going to say, oh, you owe us money or anything like that. Everything's already prepaid up front as well. So if you sign up today, you're paying the $299. That'll cover you all the way up until the 2nd of June.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Damn, man. Let's do it. Let's you send me over just to something, you know, I can read over as far as, you know, your commitments, as far as what I have to.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Every client that we sign up, like you have to sign off on that, and then you get a hard copy sent over to your email with your invoice receipt as well.
Okay.
That's just regular protocol. So that way you have documentation on everything that we're doing for you for the money that you invested. And then I'll also send over my direct number and extension. So, are you saying that you're ready to get started? You want to give it a shot?
Let's give it a shot, man. What the
heck? Yeah. You'll love it. But obviously, make sure to address the home advisor thing too. Okay? Don't just sign up for this and then not address that if it's not working. I mean, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But, you know, the idea I noticed for businesses, if we want to be successful and put ourselves in a position to work together long-term, you want to keep your overhead low.
Okay. Well, yeah, as far as I'm going to end up canceling them because, you know, getting leads like that when you pay for them is kind of crazy.
Yeah, I mean, you could even compare them side by side. I mean, it's really apples and oranges. It won't take you longer than a month or two. You'll wind up canceling them already if you haven't already at that point.
Okay. Yeah, and I'll have to figure out that part, how to cancel them and, you know, try to...
Yeah, because you got to be careful, too. What happens is, like, I mean, it won't really matter now once we have all your Google business profile and everything up and running, but I do know guys where they're like, okay, they'll cancel and it's all quick, and then they leave you on the directory for, like, the year. Because I guess they say that you pay to be on their directory. But that actually works to their advantage because if somebody was looking up your company specifically trying to call you, that home advisor listing will pop up if you don't have your Google stuff established. I mean, you will now. But, you know, if you canceled them today and didn't do this, then all of a sudden they're calling home advisor getting turned into a lead and sold to your competitors. It's like a nightmare. So you got to make sure that, like, if you cancel and tell them, hey, I don't even want to be on your directory. I don't want nothing to do with you guys. I got this report saying that you're dealing with the Federal Trade Commission right now. I just don't want my business associated with your business. And then you can just go from there.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
I'm going to create your Google business profile. So this is what the customers see. On the first page of the Google search results, you can only have one phone number listed there. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes.
Okay, so 689-248-5926?
Yeah.
Okay, and then what's your last name, Juan?
My last name is Robledo, R-O-B-L-E-O.
L-E-T-O?
Yes, in Delta, O.
Oh, gotcha, D-O, Robledo. Okay, and then what's your business email address where I could send you the invoice receipt and the outline of the agreement in writing?
It's Della Rose and Company, LLC, at gmail.com.
Okay, and you said your company is an LLC?
Yes.
Okay. So you want the LLC displayed on Google, or you want to just have it say Della Rose and Company?
What difference?
Well, I mean, it looks more legitimate that you're an LLC. I would consider you a more legitimate business if you have your limited liability contractor.
Yeah,
so
go ahead, put my LLC.
Yeah, LLC is a really helpful thing to have, Juan. Don't underestimate having that. I mean, a homeowner can only hold you so accountable if something goes wrong on the job. You know, sometimes people try to trap contractors that don't have the LLC by saying they damaged things on their property that they didn't damage. It was already damaged before they got there. So it's a good thing to have.
Okay. No, yeah, I'm covered. Like I said, I'm pretty covered as far as, you know, stuff like that, so...
Yeah, it's important. I mean, you can really lose a company dealing with the wrong person. You know what I mean? A lot of times, guys with a lot of money, it sounds like a good deal because you're like, hey, I'm going to make a lot of money with this guy, but he might be a predator. You know what I mean? So having those things are like a don't F with me sign, basically. So I'll have it on there as Della Rose and Company, LLC. And then Google's going to send a postcard to you in the mail. It's called the PIN verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map kind of indicating where your business is. Now, I can hide your address if you don't want to have your address displayed for the general public to, like, pull up there. I'd imagine you're going to all your customers anyway. They're not coming to you. But
yeah.
As a painter, right, or even doing flooring or general contracting, that's all there. But what's the street address that I could send that PIN verification letter to?
Okay, I got a P.O. box for that. I have an issue with my address.
I can't use a P.O. box to PIN verify. It has to actually be an address.
Yeah, it's just the address that we have is since there's a new address in the neighborhood, we don't actually have a mailbox that it's issued to us. For some reason, we've been here over here, and we use the P.O. box that was given through the actual neighborhood office, and that's the only way to
okay. I just looked up your company. I got a 29 East Virgil Street.
Well, yeah, that's the address, but all my mail goes to the neighbor down the road.
Oh, really?
She doesn't like, you know, giving me my mail.
Oh, geez. Well, it's kind of illegal to touch other people's mail anyway, so if she does receive someone else's mail, she's supposed to just leave it by the box.
Yeah, but what she does is she ends up, returning it.
Oh, returning it.
Yeah, you know, returning it back, and then, you know, by the time I actually receive, you know, what needs to be taken care of, it's, you know, it's late, and it gets forwarded to my P.O. box, and my P.O. box has my information and has my company information as well.
Okay.
So that's the only, you know, problem I have.
Let me see if I could do a phone verification with Google for you. Let me just request it here real quick. See if they say we can do it. Usually they only do that, like, if they sent it already and you lost it, or if there's an error. But I think it might be better to just start out like that.
And that's another thing that I'm doing. I'm looking for, you know, a location for as far as my business address, because my home address is not doing it. You know, I need an actual commercial address that I want to work out of.
Not PIN verified. PV yet. Okay. You said the house was basically newly built, so it ends up going to the old lady down the street?
Yeah.
Alright. That's basically how I worded it to him. So he was asking if they requested PIN verification already. If not, we're going to need a physical address. I'm saying you have an address on file, but the house is new, so it ends up going to the old lady down the street. She returns to post office. Causes a big delay. Yeah, that's got to be annoying.
That's a pain in the butt, man.
He's asking. He's like, "Oh, can you give her a heads up and pick up the postcard there?" He's like, "Basically, the first time around, you got to receive the postcard just because we would be newly building the GMB. It's not like a Google business page that already exists. We're building it from scratch, so we have to at least do it once. And then once you have it once, if there's any ever another issue with it, you got to update the address or you move somewhere. You know, then we could do the phone verification, so we won't have to bug her or anybody else about it again."
Okay.
It takes 3 to 5 days to receive, so I mean, it's Monday. Should have it, you know, by Friday or Monday on the latest. Huh?
And what date that falls on?
What, 3 to 5 days from today?
Yeah, that's,
Thursday, Friday, or Monday, so like the 5th, the 6th, or the 9th should have it.
Okay. Let me see. Let me check something because...
Right after Mother's Day?
Yeah, let me see something. Because I recently, Okay, so I told her on the 4th. So, yeah, just go ahead and try to send it to that address, and then
I'll have them message you with updates on like when it's sent and expected to be received too, so that way you get a more specific ETA on it.
Yeah, that would be great because, like I said, I'm expecting mail, and I mean, I wrote her, put a letter, you know, on her front door, and I told her, "Hey, can you call me just to confirm that you received the letter?" And I have not received a call from her.
Well, I'm thinking, I mean, we'll opt into the SMS, and we'll keep you updated as it's coming in or when it's sent out. And then if there's a hiccup in it, I mean, like I said, we'll have to go back to that phone verification. But they usually want to at least try it once, you know what I mean, before you opt into doing a phone verification, because it could be faked, you know. They just don't want that. They want to make sure that you're actually located in that area, and you know, if we're going to be recommending you to the people, that you're actually, you know, in an area to service them, and it's traceable. You know, if people just throw out a PO box and then disappear, you know, and then they do something shady to a client, well, we have no way of getting back, you know what I mean? We just kind of want a trail there. It just adds to the legitimacy of what we're doing.
There's on my Sunbiz. Let me look it up. It has another address on there, but I think that, I just did my annual report, and I'm not sure, you know, if I changed it on there. Were you able to pull up my Sunbiz when you was looking up?
I just pulled up. Oh, I looked up the company name, and that's what that address came with. I don't know if it's with a different business, but I found also like a Facebook page for the company as well.
Yep,
and that came up with the same information.
Is there any other way to, you know, to get information as far as location or something like that, or?
I mean, I could hide it all once it's done. It's not like I have to have like people going there. Well, actually, this one on your Facebook showing something off of Main and Forest Avenue. I don't know if that's the same. No.
Yeah, I don't know where that one is.
Yeah, that one's totally different. 32703. Yeah, this is definitely you, though, because it has your certification on here. It says Pablo Robledo. You usually go by Juan, though, right? Or is that somebody else?
Yeah, that's my name. I don't know why. It's just I had another guy that was working with me and pretty much did all this stuff.
Oh, gotcha.
So he set up all that account and stuff like that.
Well, we would update that too. I mean, part of this package, you do get like Facebook ads. So they would have a host in there that posts biweekly for you, and then obviously run an ad through there. So, I mean, it's not like Google. It's not gonna get you a consistent flow of work usually through Facebook, unless people just check their notifications and hop off. But if we can get you like 3 or 4 new jobs a month from that, or 2 or 3, then why not? You know.
Yeah.
Okay. The address is my only concern. I mean, I have this 29 East Virgil Street there. I could have them send it there, and then if we don't have it, or if there's any kind of hiccup with it, then we could jump into that phone verification.
Okay, let me check one second.
Yeah, I tried to bypass that process, but...
And it's actually not East Virgil Street, is West Virgil Street.
Oh, maybe that's the problem.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. That can't be right, because this, the only 29 West Virgil Street comes up is Whiteville, North Carolina. Let me see. You said it's like a new housing track?
Yeah, like, I don't know if I can...
32712 zip code?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, I can see it on maps, so it's registered as a property on Google Maps, but it doesn't say there's any business associated with it. There's also... Well, I see a lot of stuff changes to east, though. Very strange.
Yeah, because I said it. I've been at this location over a year, so.
Yeah, I mean, there's just a regular 29 Virgil Street also, like with no east or west, that's coming up with that same zip code and everything. And there's like a big white fence. I think it might be the back of it. I don't know. Pretty long, actually. That fence is like the length of the road, it looks like, from
yeah,
here.
The back street should be
it's two fences basically.
Lester.
Yeah, that's what it's showing. 99 Lester Road pops up.
Yeah, so that's basically the
when you Google Maps street. It. Okay, so that's like the street behind it.
Yeah. Let me see.
There's a big black mailbox right here. Let's just send it there. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, like, mailbox is the only thing that I have that's
you know, like solid.
That's where all my insurance, you know, if I don't get a email, you know, they'll send me something through the field box. And, like, I've recently, like I said, this between last week and this weekend, that's what I've been trying to do over, because when I had to do my annual report,
mm-hmm.
Let me put on my annual report. I did. Let me see what address is on there. Because that was one of the things that I had supposed to be changed. Oh, yeah. What says on there is East Virgil Street.
It says east on that one? Yeah, because that's how I had it originally. And then when I switched it to west, it pops up as either east or just 29 Virgil. So, like, west wasn't appearing as anything at all. When I put West, it came up as only like Whiteville, North Carolina. That's tough. But like I said, I mean, we could try to send it here, you know, give her a heads up. And then if it doesn't come there, it'll tell you the ETA. And if you don't got it or she doesn't have it, then we could always phone verify and then we explain it that way. I wanted to just bypass it so that way we don't have to wait for it to come in. We could just set up the phone verification, but there's really no way to bypass it. We got to actually like show that it was sent out from the Google headquarters and then there was a problem with the delivery.
So as far as, you know, until I receive that PIN, it's going to be what?
That's the case for everybody, though. Oh, you mean to, like, receive? Yeah, it takes a couple days. That's the case for everyone, though. There's always a setup period. Like, that first week, we do the PIN verification. We do a client interview with you that I have to schedule for tomorrow. That's where they interview you, get all the details on the listing. We'll get started on your website, purchase the domain name and the URL for your website. You know, get started on that. So we need time still to build the site and everything and get it all customized. And then the PIN is usually the last thing. You know, we get that 5-digit code off the back of it once you receive it, and we're able to launch everything and go live with the campaign. So, you know, there is that setup period for like the first week, usually week and a half, where we're just, you know, getting everything up and running basically and ready.
Okay.
So I'll send it to this 29 East Virgil Street because that did come across as an address. And then, like I said, it on average it takes 3 to 5 days to get to Florida. So, and they express ship it too. So you should have it by Friday or Monday at the latest. If not, then we could always reach for the phone verification if there's a problem.
Okay.
It'll just be a phone call. We'll just 3-way call Google and basically and bring them on the line and explain to them what's going on and have an actual tech there pull up the address like we were just doing so that way they can understand what's going on.
Okay.
All right. So how do you want your hours of operation displayed?
I work crazy hours now, man. So I don't even know what's the hours.
I mean, I could put like open availability if you want. So, I mean, they could call you anytime and then you could just kind of hash out. No.
Yeah,
no. You're already 3 beers deep.
Yeah, no, man, because, you know, since I pretty much, you know, work with people I've been working for years, you know, they don't care, you know, what time, as far as what time, you know, I might go to work at 6 o'clock in the morning and won't leave till, you know, 8, 9 o'clock at night sometimes, so.
Yeah, no, I know how that is.
We're just whatever the regular hours ain't. I mean, usually with homeowners that I've, you know, or new homeowners that I deal with, you know, don't want no noise between 8, you know, 8 to 5, 8 to 6, depending on the.
Okay, I'll put it 8 to 6, because I don't want to discourage anybody from calling you at 6 o'clock either, if that's the case. And then,
okay.
do you work Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as well?
Monday through Friday.
Okay. And then Saturday and Sunday, you want to put closed or by appointment only?
Let's do by appointment only.
Okay. And then cash, check, card. Do you not accept cash, check, or card? Any one of those payment methods?
I accept everything.
Okay. Financing available for larger jobs? Commercial work available? Commercial services available?
Yes.
Okay. Financing. I wouldn't recommend financing unless it's like really big. Do maybe split payments though. I know a lot of my guys do split payments.
Yeah, no, I pretty much as far as, you know, anything like that big, I do phases, and a lot of my commercial work is it's people that I'm known already, so they pretty much know that I'm legit and trustworthy.
Yeah, but not now. That's in the past. This is different. You're going to be exposed to people you don't know.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, just put as, you know.
I'll just put cash, check, card, and then payment options available.
Yeah.
And then you guys can hash it out. I'll leave that up to you. It's your company.
Yeah.
And then Do you have any like logo for the business? I noticed you had one on the on Facebook was really nice with this rose on here. And then there's it has like the buildings in the middle with the phone number. I didn't know if you wanted. Okay, could you send that in so that way we could use that for your website? And then I don't know if you have any photos, maybe like some before and after shots, or if you want to send maybe some of those ones that you have on the Facebook in. We just have to have like a paper trail showing that you sent it to us. We can't just copyright things off the internet. We can get a lot of trouble for that. So if we have it like, hey, he sent it to us, then we could prove that we got permission to go ahead and put those on the site.
Okay.
So
where do I send them?
I'm going to send you a text right now with the email address.
Okay.
It's pretty easy. It's just photos at localsplash.com. And then you have my direct number and extension in there too. So if you need help with it or you have any issues along the way, you can always call in.
Okay.
All right. So I got the business profile created. Before we secure any kind of payment, I want to set up your client interview. The client interviews, they usually take about 30 minutes, but we ask for an hour window in order to get it completed. What's a good time where I can have a technician call you tomorrow and walk you through that?
Well, pretty much, this time between 4 or 5 is that.
4 and 5 Eastern Standard? Yeah, actually that's perfect. It's 1 to 2 here. So I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your Gmail. You'll get a notification here in a second. And then I'm also going to have it send an automated message to you via text 1 hour before the appointment. Okay, just to confirm that it's still a good time for you. If something pops up or changes, like you end up getting busy or, you know, I understand things happen. Just let me know. I can always reschedule it, but I want to try to get it knocked out as soon as possible so that way we're not wasting a day.
Okay.
Okay. The sooner I get working on it, the quicker we can get everything up and running. All right. All right, Juan. And then in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
What's my options?
We have Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express.
Let's see which one I have right now. One second. Pouring down raining over here.
I can hear that. I was wondering what was going on. I didn't know if it was just you were driving or if the weather is really bad.
Oh, yeah, the weather's really bad over there.
Jeez. It's not supposed to be like that right now. April's over. You know, it should start warming up here. It's almost summer.
Nah, man, it's Florida weather, man. It's Florida.
Bipolar. Yeah. It was weird the last time I went out there. We got rain for, it was like warm rain. It was weird. And it was only like 20 minutes, and then all of a sudden the sun came out. So it like went dark, and then rain, and then the sun came out, and it stopped. We were like, okay, it's awkward. I went to Miami.
Okay, y'all. Well, Miami's ain't pretty good.
Yeah, it's a little bit different. I've only been out there twice. I have a friend, he's actually a pilot for Southwest Airlines. I worked out with him a lot when we were younger, and he got his license. He moved out to Miami, so he had a property over there, and he's like, oh, if you want to come out here, you can bring your son, and, you know, I got an extra room, so I was like, why not? You know, my lady didn't like it, but it was a nice little trip.
Hey, well, thank you, good to you. My MasterCard. Thank
okay.
You.
Is it under your name, the business name, or both?
It's the business name.
Okay, so De La Rose and Company LLC. And then is the billing address for the card the same as the street address we're sending that PIN verification letter to?
Yeah.
It says West Virgil Street on that for that one. West Virgil. Okay. And then on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. According to my system, it should start with a 5 if it's a MasterCard. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Is 5480.
5480.
0944.
0944.
0079.
0079.
1522.
1522. Okay, and expiration date, month, and year?
0525.
0525. And then there's a small 3-digit code on the back.
Six, six, four.
Okay. And then before I can authorize the transaction, I do have to walk you through a voice verification as an added form of protection for you. This is going to outline the service agreement because I have you on a discounted pricing structure. And then I'm going to send this to you in writing with your invoice receipt. So that way you have it on file, everything that you're getting. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything I say that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me. Okay, Juan? I could rephrase it for you, but I just want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I move forward with your business today, okay?
Good.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just making sure we're still on the same page here. So I'm going to turn on this recorded line. I'm going to get real formal on you. It's scripted, so I'm just going to read through it. Okay. Okay. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to local... Hang up on me? Bet that card didn't work either. An hour later.